AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden, in a speech in California, says the latest increase in jobs, another 261,000 added last month, is in the Goldilocks zone. But the battle against inflation continues.
Folks, our economy continues to grow and add jobs, even as gas prices continue to come down. But we got a lot more to do. But we also know folks are still struggling with inflation. It's our number one priority.
PNC financial economist Stuart Hoffman doesn't see a change in the Federal Reserve's interest rate strategy.
I don't think this report deviated enough from what Powell was talking about, what was expected, to either hasten or retard their plans to raise rates at least 50 basis points in December. And more after that.
The unemployment rate rose 0.2% from a 50-year low of 3.5% to 3.7%. Biden will attend a Democratic Party function in Chicago this evening and give a speech tomorrow in Joliet, Illinois, before he and former President Barack Obama take part in a rally in Philadelphia for Senate candidate John Fetterman. Education and civil rights groups are planning to sue against the enforcement of a Georgia state law banning the teaching of certain racial concepts. Here's Ben Thomas.
The Southern Poverty Law Center, the National Education Association, and the Georgia Association of Educators have sent notice to Georgia's Attorney General that they intend to sue in federal court. They maintain the law violates First Amendment rights to free expression and 14th Amendment rights to equal protection. Republicans say the law was necessary to ban the teaching of critical race theory, a term stretched from its original meaning as an examination of how societal structures perpetuate white dominance, to a broader indictment of diversity initiatives and teaching about race. Opponents call it classroom censorship. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is AP News. A settlement is reached in lawsuits over an FBI agent who posed as an AP reporter some 15 years ago. Norman Hall has this.
The Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press will get a $145,000 settlement following a pair of lawsuits filed after an FBI agent posed as a reporter for the Associated Press and created a fake story. The tactic was used in Washington State in 2007 to arrest a 15-year-old making bomb threats at a high school. The cases shed light on FBI agents posing as members of the media, a tactic free press advocates say undermines media credibility and blurs lines between law enforcement and the press.
State officials approved Jackson, Mississippi's request for more than $35 million in federal infrastructure funds to help rebuild the city's broken water system. Another $35 million in state funds will be added to the projects in the capital city, which has been suffering water system problems for years. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.